This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudanese are cautiously optimistic about the Saudi and U.S. brokered peace talks in Jeddah between Sudan's warring generals amid reports of a lull in the fighting. Michael Atit reports from Port Sudan.
Representatives of the military and the rapid support forces are invited to Jeddah to discuss a proposed ceasefire so humanitarian aid agencies can access people who are wounded, hungry, or displaced after more than 3 weeks of fighting. The Sudan Tribune reported Sunday that the army negotiators have met demands, including unconditional withdrawal of the rapid support forces from the capital, Khartoum, an extension of the humanitarian truce, and the integration of the RSF into the Sudanese army within 2 years. The newspaper said it is not clear how the RSF negotiators will respond to these demands. Michael Atit for VOA News, Port Sudan.
Russia's military hit Ukrainian cities with its largest drone swarm attacks in months on Monday, just a day before Victory Day, a celebration of the Soviet triumph over Nazi Germany in 1945. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley reports.
In Bakhmut, the Ukrainian government says Russian forces appear to be making a final push, hoping to capture it ahead of the May 9th holiday and deliver the costly winter offensive. The battle for the besieged city has been one of the bloodiest of the 14-month war. As the wounded are taken from the front lines, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky further cemented Ukraine's break with its Soviet past. Zelensky said he had submitted a bill to Parliament officially making May 8th a day of remembrance and victory, while May 9th, Russia's Victory Day, would become Europe Day.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley. This is VOA News. Gunmen abducted 40 people from a church in a remote village in northern Nigeria, a local Christian group said on Monday, in the latest attack against worshippers. Armed gangs, known locally as bandits, have been abducting people from villages, schools, and highways, mostly in the northwest of the country where government security is thin. Investigators are examining the background of the Texas man who gunned down people at a mall on Saturday, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The question for investigators now, why did the gunman kill 8 people at that Dallas area mall? A law enforcement official tells us they're looking into whether the gunman had an interest in white supremacist ideology and neo-Nazi views. The source tells us that Mauricio Garcia had a patch on his chest when he was killed by police that read RWDS, which the source says stands for Right Wing Death Squad, a phrase popular among extremists and white supremacy groups, according to the source. Last night, the Allen, Texas police chief declined to answer questions, saying, "We actually don't have a lot." I'm Rita Foley.
King Charles on Monday gave a, quote, sincere and heartfelt thanks to everyone involved in his coronation weekend and said he and his wife Camilla would rededicate their lives to service as 3 days of celebrations drew to a close. Amid pomp and pageantry, Charles and Camilla were crowned at London's Westminster Abbey on Saturday in Britain's biggest ceremonial event in 70 years. In an echo of his late mother Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee message last June before she died 3 months later, Charles and Camilla reiterated their pledge to serve. U.S. President Joe Biden is increasingly joking about his advanced age in the early days of his re-election campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
From a union hall.
You guys were found 122 years ago. That's not when I got endorsed.
To telling reporters at the White House Correspondents' Dinner he believes in the First Amendment.
Not just because my good friend Jimmy Madison wrote it.
Just how old is the nation's oldest president?
I can't even say the number.
He's 80, but says that doesn't register with him. What it does is give him wisdom and experience, and he's hoping to turn that into a positive with voters, a majority of whom in last year's midterms did not think he has the mental capability to serve effectively.
They're going to judge whether or not I have it or don't have it.
Agar Magani at the White House.
Follow us online at voanews.com or check out the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.